Hey everybody, welcome back to the Half Hour of Power. I am Joe. Brandon is here.
Yo, yo, Joe. What do you know?
Well, we are back after our Thanksgiving holiday.
Hiatus. Yeah, it's a good turkey day.
Absolutely. We're coming back with this movie. Well, you know, we ended up Halloween with The Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And we just are not done with these Frankenstein movies.
No, they just keep popping up, just like these Dracula movies.
And this one was just too good to pass up. Blackenstein.
Yeah.
Which
no one ever heard of.
You and I discovered this while doing the Frankenstein shows, just like we discovered the Hallmark Frankenstein movie, which I never knew existed.
Nope. Didn't know that existed either.
So And we have been talking since we did all the Dracula movies about doing Blackula. There are two of those, unless they made a third one that I don't know about.
No.
Well, we haven't gotten to those yet. Shameful for us, but we are going to do those. And if I remember the Blackula movie, I think it's a lot better than this. Because I remember that one, when I saw it, I thought, this is really good.
Well, I mean, it was good that it had a sequel to it.
So you didn't like it very much. Blackula? We'll get there. We'll get there.
Truth be told, I didn't watch it.
You haven't seen it yet. Okay. No. Okay. No. Well, that's fair.
Heard about it. Like the cup, heard about it, but never watched it.
Oh, you are in for a treat. So I am sorry that you saw this one first. Although I kind of enjoyed this, but I don't really know if I would watch it again. But you know, I didn't. It's not a movie that I thought was one of the worst movies ever made. I had a good time watching it.
Yeah, I liked it for the different take that they had on it. You know, the whole thing. It wasn't Dr. Victor Frankenstein or anything like that. It was Dr. Stein.
Yeah. You know?
The different way how they came about doing it was good. I mean, of course, they still used electricity.
Yeah. Before we get too far, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
This is on the Rotten Tomatoes.
It is?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I know. I was not sure that it was going to be there, but
wow, it's
there. So let's see. We said the title. The title actually is Blackenstein.
Yes.
Okay. We are not.
Not making it up.
It is Blackenstein. It is from 1973. So for me, it's like right there in that sweet spot, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Of this type of horror, where I don't know if they would make this today.
Probably not.
Is that sad?
Yeah, it is.
Because, I mean, this falls into the whole blaxploitation genre, which... I don't know. I'm trying to word this in a way that's not sounds bizarre. So maybe I just won't say it because I don't know if I'm going to be able to word it right.
Oh, well, I mean, so
other than to say I enjoy the genre and there are a lot of films from there that I like.
Well, from my point of view, you know, because I grew up watching black exploitation films, there's certain movies I didn't see. So
me too. Yeah.
It was a good take on a different culture's point of view of certain famous movies and just putting it out there for that culture to understand what was going on the horizon.
I'll have to say, you know, when you and I were coming up, The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
They had that Shaft bit.
Yeah.
I don't remember which episode it was, but, you know, I don't even remember how old I was when that came out, but that actually made me want to see Shaft. And I saw Shaft.
Yeah.
Richard Roundtree. Then yeah. I thought it was great. And of course, being the horror guy, Blackula popped up. This movie never popped up. That's odd to me that this never popped up. But Blackula popped up and I saw that.
And this is the funny thing about that. It's a lot of people that I know that are like black exploitation films hardcore. And I brought this up and they was like, what? I said, Blackenstein. And they was like, I never heard of this movie. I'm like, really? I said, that's weird. You know, that's weird to me. Because they know about Blackula and Blackula Scream. And, you know, I'm like, well, oh, and I knew about the Dr. Black and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
They knew about that. And I'm like, but y'all know about Blackenstein?
I know, but let's get to them Rotten Tomatoes. I'm really curious to see what your
I am too.
Guess is going to be. What do you got? We got Rotten For Tomatoes critics. Here. What's the critic score?
Critic score is this outrageous. So I'm going to say a 32.
Ouch. That high?
Wait, that high is lower than 32? Golly.
Well, to be fair, there actually isn't a critics rating. There are only 3 critics reviews.
Oh.
So that's not enough, I guess, for the algorithm. But I will say that all 3 critics reviews show a splat. So they are rotten.
Really?
Yeah. What about the audience score? There is enough audience ratings on here to give it a score.
I'm going to say a 30.
That high?
That high? Come on.
I know. 10.
10?
Yeah.
See, this is it's okay. So, like, we was doing research, and, like, the budget for a film was, what, $800,000? But at the box
office. Well, I don't know. The estimated budget on Wikipedia is $80,000.
Okay.
Yeah. And it estimated box office is $2 million. So this did come out in August of 1973, making it a summer movie.
So wait, this came out in the same year of Exorcist, didn't it?
Yeah, but The Exorcist came out in December, making that a Christmas movie.
So it should be Christmas.
For everybody who wants to do the whole Die Hard as a Christmas movie, The Exorcist actually came out during Christmas and actually is a Christmas movie. And same goes for the Tim Burton Sweeney Todd. Came out in December. Came out around Christmas. Sweeney Todd's Tim Burton's is a Christmas movie. Thank you. All right. I'm glad I can add to the debate of whether or not certain movies are Christmas movies or not. So that's what we do here, Brandon. Isn't that right?
Yes, but here's the funny part. Was there a Christmas scene in The Exorcist?
Well, there were priests.
Oh, God.
Celebrating Mass. Mm-hmm. So there is Mass celebrated on Christmas. So, voila.
Wait, so what about Sweeney Todd did?
Well, it was cold in London.
It's always cold in London.
There you go. It's always Christmas over there.
Oh,
Okay, so what's this movie about? Here we go. Let me read this. I've got this pulled up already. So,
okay.
Eddie is a Vietnam War veteran who loses both his arms and legs when he steps on a landmine. A brilliant surgeon is able to attach new limbs, but his assistant switches the DNA injections, transforming him into a huge hulking monster. Yes, that plot synopsis is spot on.
Yeah, I would say. It's basically the whole premise of it.
This is, as far as I could tell, this is this one dude's only movie. Frank R. Salateri. He wrote Blackenstein. And he worked on the effects in Blackenstein. I guess he produced Blackenstein because he is the special electronic effects, it says here. I'm sorry. So there you go. I really love stories kind of like that because I don't know much about this guy, but it kind of makes me wonder, was he like, you know what? I want to make a movie. And he got stuff together and he made a movie, and this is his only movie. And, you know, he wrote this movie, he got it made. And even though it isn't remembered or stellar or anything like that, it's watchable. And he made his movie and made his dream come true. I'm wondering if that's what happened. What do you think, Brandon?
I think that's what happened also. I think, because what year did Blackula come out?
Ooh. Man, I am not sure. There you go. Do I got to answer that when we're not doing the movie right now? I've got all this Blackenstein information stuck in my head. I've been reading about it and watching it. Now you want me to talk about Blackula.
Asking the year because I wonder if he was like, okay, somebody already did, you know, Blackula. You know.
Oh, yeah, 1972.
Okay. So, yeah. So I think he wanted to, you know, put that out there, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody else thought of it, you know.
Yeah, well, this is the funny bit. If this was successful, there was like a whole interconnected Blackenstein cinematic universe going to happen.
Really?
There was going to do a sequel. One of them was going to be called Fall of the House of Blackenstein. And another one called Blackenstein 3, or they were going to call it The Black Frankenstein Meets the White Werewolf. Which I guess they released that one they were going to release that one in 1976. But so you got this cool little horror series they were going to do that didn't make it because it didn't really succeed at the box office like they wanted. Oh, well.
Really? There were some dull moments in the movie. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, there were.
There was also some parts in there that cannot be explained.
No, they can't. Absolutely not. But this is the funniest, most bizarre scene in the movie, and I don't know if they had a lot of fun writing it, or if they thought it was funny, or if they're like, this is horrible, this is going to help this character's motivation, or if they intended it to be funny. And you know what scene I'm going to, oh, don't you? The big, it's right there at the beginning where you get to meet, you get to
in the VA hospital,
you can go to the hospital, you get to meet Eddie, his girlfriend, goes to a doctor that she worked with that was her teacher, when she was studying. And he was like super incredible and doing cutting edge medicine. And
hey, he sounds like a Frankenstein.
Whoa, well, what's his name, Brandon?
Dr. Stein.
That's right. You did say that. Dr. Stein. And so you know where that's going. So he has got this weird assistant.
Oh, God. Mr. Malcolm.
Yes, and there is a mutual friend of ours who he reminded me of.
Who's that?
Mr. Damien.
I was going to say that.
Now, That's not to say Damien acts like that guy, but it's just, you know, his build and
His facial expression.
Kind of the way he's doing his facial expressions. Damien is nowhere near as creepy as this dude, though.
So. No, not creepy at all, but the facial expressions kind of said it all.
Yeah, it was like, I could see Damien playing this part is, I think, what I was thinking. I could see Damien doing this part. So okay. If they ever do a reboot of this, Damien needs to play Malcolm.
Yeah, casting call.
I will lobby hard for that because he could do it. But yeah. He's just this odd assistant. But anyway, they get to go see Eddie in the hospital. And before his girlfriend and Dr. Stein get in there, you get to meet one of the greatest orderlies of all time.
He's the best.
Just this is the orderly you would want to have. So you see Eddie, and Eddie says, "Can I have some ice cream?"
My throat dry.
The orderly's like, "Ice cream? What do I look like? Am I here to do everything for you?" Well, my throat is dry. It's like, the dude has no arms and legs, bud. It's not like he's got broken legs and stuff. He can't ever do that again. Well, how about getting me some water? Why don't you get the water? Did he actually say that, bro? Did he actually say, why don't you reach over there and get that water yourself?
Yeah, he did. He said, why don't you just reach on over there and grab that water yourself?
This dude's, and he's just staring at him like, oh, man, there's nothing he could do. Absolutely nothing. No. Yeah, the orderly goes on this tirade about just this bizarre, not really connected thoughts about stuff. Just kind of like they wrote a bunch of stuff down and said, this will make you sound crazy because you're already nuts.
Yeah. Well, wait, you see how he just jammed that needle in, right?
Oh, yeah, he did at the very end. He goes, yeah, you're going to need this needle. Ah, and they do a nice close-up of his face, and he makes this really...
The evil face.
Yeah.
That was just so... Well, you kind of knew he had it coming and later on in the movie.
Oh, yeah, later on, that guy gets his comeuppance, so... And I wonder if they only did that to give Eddie something to do later.
Well, see, I was kind of confused on that, too. Because, like, okay, when he first walked out and went to the VA hospital, I was like, okay, yeah, he's going to kill this guy because, you know, he did him wrong, blah, 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 blah. Good revenge, and good. But then after that, then it was just like, I don't get it. He just killing people just to kill people.
Yeah, so they go to Dr. Stein's hut, and all the time, you know, you get to walk around and meet the other patients, and Malcolm is walking around with them, and I did not recognize any of this cast.
No.
What is her name? Her name is Ivory Stone, the actress who plays Winifred Walker, right? Winifred,
yep.
I got the right one.
No, wonderful. Wow. Wonderful.
This is her only credit. This is her only credit.
That's her only movie.
This is her only film credit. Her only movie credit. It's only her only credit on IMDb. So she was probably like, "I'm done after this. I don't know. I'm out. I'm not doing this again." But yeah, Malcolm keeps giving her the looks, and. Let's see, the other patient, you know, he's injecting them with some DNA to one of them. He's like reversing her age, but she has to get a shot every 12 hours or it'll reverse all the way back. She's 90 years old, but she looks like she's like 60.
Yeah.
And he has to give her a shot every 12 hours. So keep that there. The other guy was a little bit, he grafted a leg onto him using a laser.
Yep, he used a laser.
And then this I thought was kind of interesting. This goes into the Island of Dr. Moreau territory.
That's the first thing I thought.
They lift the blanket up and you see his other leg is painted like a tiger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but it's reverting back to the animal instincts and we just don't know, blah, blah, bling, blah, blah. I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. They're mixing Dr. Moreau with Frankenstein. Okay, I thought that was actually an interesting and neat idea. What about you, Brandon?
The DNA, thing, that was pretty good. Because he was mixing the primal and human DNA, their actual DNA, and helping them to regrow these limbs. And it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, so you know what we can say now?
What's that?
Suck on that, Kenneth Branagh.
Oh.
Suck on that with your stupid buckets of birthing juice. Oh.
You're not going to let that go, are you?
No, are you?
No.
Okay, see? That's right. We can't now because, like, oh, man. I mean, this was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
this
movie, you know, on the surface, you look at it, and you go, oh, there's nothing there, but it's kind of a neat idea in there. That's, you know, not that the rest of it was what I was hoping it would be, but, you know, it's actually a pretty decent little fun movie. You know, you get your friends all together and you can have a good time watching this movie. You don't think so? Yes, you do. Yeah, you want to get your buddies together and watch this.
I actually tried.
They wouldn't do it?
They wouldn't want to watch. They didn't want to watch it with me. Yeah, this is a long story, but yeah.
All right, we can talk later about it. But anyway, he tells Eddie, we are going to graft on, and they don't say where they got these limbs, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, because she has said the limbs are, she said they're not rejecting him. His brain is connected to them or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So he, like, laser grafts them on.
Yeah.
And it was funny looking at it. It was like they're putting together a robot. They're carrying them over there and connecting them.
Well, the thing is they had a full-fledged limb.
Yeah, it was a full-on limb and for all the parts. And they connect that all up, and he gets his shots of DNA. And then, well, this happened later in the evening, right after he's resting. Dr. Stein and Winifred are having dinner, which Malcolm brings him dinner. And Malcolm, is this where it happened at the dinner table? Where Malcolm looks at Winifred and goes, Winifred, you are the most beautiful creature I've ever seen in my life. I haven't been able to take my eyes off of you, nor have you left my thoughts. I love you, Winifred. Is that when it happened? Was it at the dinner table? Was it in a hallway? I mean, maybe it wasn't there. But anyway, that did happen. And she says, no, I am so sorry, Malcolm. You are a sweet man, and I think of you as a dear friend.
Laboratory. It was in the laboratory.
Laboratory. Okay. So yeah. Eddie was resting. He wasn't in the laboratory, was he?
No, when he wasn't.
Okay. So, yeah, she goes, I hope this does. We can still be friends, but I love Eddie, and we're going to be married.
Yep.
And he was really angry about that. So when Winifred leaves, what's Malcolm do?
Oh, he's going to switch up the Eddie's DNA with the primal DNA so they can inject him more with the primal DNA than with his regular DNA.
Yeah, he just... Well, you reject me? Well, I'm going to mess with your boy, your man, your boyfriend, your man husband.
But this is my thing. This is my thing on that. What was the point of him doing that? Because did he think that he was going to just die or, you know, you don't understand his motive behind it. Like,
I guess he figured he would eventually die. But, you know, they were making tests, and Dr. Stein was a good doctor. He was not a mad, nutty scientist. He was trying to help these people in a good way.
Yeah,
he was. Which is something you don't see from most Dr. Frankensteins, because they are mad scientists in most of the movies.
I'm mad!
Now,
I tell you.
Yeah, so he was... And when he found out that things were going wrong, he wasn't like, his strength is increasing. Let's see how much stronger he can get. No, he wanted to make him a whole person again, like he was before. He wasn't like, let's go further and see how far we can go.
Nope.
No, he was like, we've got to go do this for him right now. And then you saw gradually Eddie transforms and looks like the picture behind me eventually.
Yeah, with the big old head.
Well, that head is a little bit bigger than it is in the movie, but you know, he kind of gets the square head and he puts on the Boris Karloff uniform.
Yeah, okay, so
where did he get it from?
Right. He was laying in that little cot naked.
Yeah. And then, well, he had to have underpants on.
Well, okay. Underpants on, okay. But you had a full suit and boots on.
He did. And he looked good. Like, hey, he looks pretty cool. He looked like a scary monster.
But this is
And he was angry. This is probably the angriest Frankenstein monster in all the movies.
Yeah, he was angry.
He was pretty angry.
But my thing is, when they went in there to go check on him, nobody said anything about him being fully dressed.
No, they didn't. Now, he was, now if you looked at him, he's in this, he's like wrapped up in this blanket like it was a sleeping bag.
Well, I'm talking about when he attacked Miss Walker, the doctor, his girlfriend, because he pulled her through the gate, and then
didn't that happen after he killed the orderly? Because
he
goes out, and the first place he goes is he goes to kill that orderly,
and he eats him,
of course, and yeah, he starts eating them all. Everybody kills, he eats.
Well, I learned this. He kills the guys, but he eats the women. Because he killed that guy that was supposed to go check on the dog, and then his girlfriend came out. Only thing he's seen to do is slaying her dead. And then the girl comes out, and then he rips out her guts and starts eating her guts.
He did. So, is this trying to tell us that women are more delicious to eat?
I guess.
Is that what we got out of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess so.
But the thing is, it was a real big different take though, because you never seen Frankenstein this
small. Well, the monster never ate anyone. But yeah, he goes on a rampage, and the police eventually come and speak with Dr. Stein to see if one of his patients might have done it. You know, he stops a couple of rapes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm kind of like, he must be like going to run around and stop all the rapes, but he killed both of the people. So,
well, he killed three at that club because there
was
a girl was walking outside. You don't know what
killed her. Yeah, that's right. But then this was a funny scene. There's the guy who told the joke comes out of the club and is having his cigarette. And then you go to the alley and there's a guy and a girl in an alley and he's like not having it. And he rips off her shirt.
Yeah.
Now this is an exploitation movie. So you're going to have boobies.
Yeah, always the PG-13 type stuff, I guess.
No, this is a rated R boobies.
Is it rated R when it shows boobies?
Well, I mean, you saw the boobies, so. But anyway, this was the funniest bit. He kills the guy. She runs off. And what was she standing against? Another wall or a fence? Or what was that?
So she was running towards like a, I guess like it was like a warehouse metal door. And she ran to it. She couldn't get it open. She just stood there screaming.
And he is not a fast Frankenstein's monster.
No,
he's not fast.
Not fast at all.
So she just waits. Doesn't even cover up.
Nope.
Just leaves that wide open.
She was hysterical.
And she could have ran right around him.
Yes.
And gotten away, but nope.
Like the other girl did.
Yeah, she did the same thing. Yeah, that other girl in the see-through nighty. Yep.
That way.
And well, he ate her, and he ate the girl in the alley, right? And then.
Yep.
Okay, so now he goes back, and he's all messed up. They can't figure out what it is that's wrong with him. And then Malcolm is like, all right, I'm done waiting for him to die. I'm going to have my way with Winifred. And he like goes to her room, rips off his shirt, and then tries to rip off her nightgown.
Yep.
But that is when Eddie shows up.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Eddie wasn't having that.
And Eddie kills Malcolm. So he didn't eat Malcolm?
No, he didn't eat Malcolm. He actually killed him.
All right, now he killed Eleanor, right? That was her name, right?
The older lady.
Yeah, yeah, Eleanor. Yeah. Who was? Did he kill her and eat her?
No, no, he didn't eat her. He just broke her neck. But I think because he was on a rampage because he was going through the house killing everybody.
Oh, he's like, I don't have to. He killed the tiger man.
Yeah,
I don't have time to eat you, lady. So he didn't kill Eleanor because Eleanor got through to him. She's like, oh, no, Eddie, I love you, Eddie.
Yeah. And then he hurt the doctor.
Yep. Now, you said you love the ending, right?
No.
Tell us how Eddie gets killed.
He got killed by dogs.
What kind of dogs?
There was Doberman Pinschers.
Yeah. Now, if I remember this correctly, Brendan, there is a film called Dracula's Dog. Have you seen that?
No, I never heard of that.
It might be called Zoltan, the Hound of Hell, but I believe that was a Doberman Pinscher in that.
Really?
I think so. I saw this once years ago, and it was kind of, I didn't hate the, I don't, maybe that's not a Doberman Pinscher. I'm looking at these pictures. Maybe that's not, but I don't know. You know, that would have kind of been funny if it was like Dracula's dog that ate him to death.
Well, it's the reason why I say it's funny because he's been shot.
Yeah, he was.
It didn't stop him. It didn't kill him. He kept going. And then he gets mauled by dogs and his guts come out.
Well, those dogs ate him, though. They ripped him open.
Yeah, and it ripped his arm off and everything.
That was great when he just tore his arm off.
I was like, well, how in the hell you go from the kid ate him?
This poor Eddie is just, this poor guy. He just wants arms and legs again. You know, he's just wanted to get married. And he ends up being turned into a monster by a guy who is jealous of him and in love with his girl. And because she rejected him, Eddie got turned into a Frankenstein's monster. That poor guy. Don't you feel any empathy for him?
Yeah, I feel a little bit. I mean, he just can't. He was in the Vietnam War. He stepped on a mine. He got his legs and arms blown off. You know, he's getting his back. He was happy. He said, I can feel my middle finger. That was my middle
finger. Yeah, yeah. We forgot about that scene. There was that one scene where he's like asking him if he can move his arms and stuff. And he says, yeah, that, what finger was that? That was my middle finger.
And then it was like his girl was happy. He got a kiss from her. And
yeah.
He even said, Doc, something's wrong. I don't feel right. Something's wrong.
After he got injected with all that crap by Malcolm. Thanks, Malcolm. Thanks, bud.
Malcolm looked at creepy from the beginning. Like, I thought he was going to be like Frankenstein. Actually, I'm going to say what I thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to try to switch his brain with his.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering the same thing. I was wondering if they're going to take Malcolm's brain out, put it in Eddie's body, put Eddie's brain in there, and then make Malcolm. Yeah, wow, that's funny. That might have been a little better. I don't know.
That would have been kind of like more interesting because
yeah,
in there and something goes wrong, but Eddie's brain is in Malcolm body and he's trying to convince, Miss Walker, hey, I'm Eddie. Like, no, you're not.
Yeah. So, can you recommend this movie, Brandon?
I do. I will recommend this movie. I'll recommend it for a lot of people just to see it so they can see that experience that we went through. I mean, a lot of people are know about Blackula. You can say that all day and
Yeah.
everybody that is. But
Yeah.
Blackenstein, nobody don't know. So to me, I think this is something that needs to be out there for people to take a look at and watch.
Yeah, it's on Tubi right now.
Yeah, it is on too bad.
So there is no excuse for you to not watch Tubi unless you're a snob
Unless you got a Netflix account.
and don't want to watch Tubi. I mean, there's no excuse really because Tubi's free.
Yeah, and it's awesome. I love Tubi.
Oh yeah, Tubi, superb. Yeah, I would say you people need to watch this too. It's not a great movie, but it is a fun watch. At least watch it once. I'll say this, it's better than The Exorcist 2 and Exorcist the Believer.
Most definitely better than Exorcist Believer.
Absolutely. All right. Brandon, what should people do if they like what we're doing here?
Guys, if you like what we're doing, please like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
All right, we'll talk to you all next time.
Later, guys.